A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Chagiga 3b, pagination 6, starting from the top of the page, dealing with a description of Torah and how expansive Torah is, and sometimes how opinionated different viewpoints can get. And nevertheless, as we will see, Nitnu Meroa Echad, it's all from one shepherd, referring to Hashem. Now, in order to appreciate this pasuk in Koheles, which the Gemara will expound, I'd like to point out that sometimes when Chazal looked for a mashal in creation, something that would illustrate a point, they were not able to find one item that totally described their point, and they therefore needed aspects of different items in order to bring across their message. For example, a real classic case of this is in Tehillim, in the capital of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tzadi Beis, where we describe the Tzadik. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach, the tzaddik shall blossom like the date palm, ke'erez balvonon yiske, and he will thrive like the cedar in Lebanon. What we see over here is that Chazal were not able to identify one particular tree that would truly personify the tzaddik, because normally trees have a certain amount of energy, and either they're producing fruit, in which case they don't grow enormously tall, or they grow enormously tall, but they're not fruit-bearing trees. And what Chazal wanted, in this case, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Tehillim, they wanted to describe Tzadik as tall, stately, and also fruit-bearing. And therefore, they used a blend of the tamar, the date palm, plus the erez, the cedar tree. So when we use analogies, we have to just keep our minds open and realize it's only a mashal. It's an illustration of a point, but it may take more than one illustration to truly get the point across. Let's see our Gemara. Second line, Pasach V'Dorash. He began to expound. Rashi tells us it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah talking. Divrei Chachamim, words of Koheles, the words of Torah, kadorvonos, are like the guide that guides the animal as it plows. Uchamasmeros netuim, it's also like nails that are planted. Baalei asupos, masters of gatherings, places where there are lots of people gathered, in dialogue, as we'll see. Nitnu meroa echad, given from one shepherd. So this is a fairly famous pasuk in Koheles. It's a bit enigmatic, it's a complex pasuk, and the Gemara is going to dissect it phrase by phrase. Lomo nimshelu divrei Torah la darvon. Why is Torah compared to the goad, compared to this guide that the ox is guided by as it plows? Lomar lach. Why is Torah compared to that? To tell you, ma darvon ze mechaven es hapara litla meha, just like this guide guides the animal to the furrows so that it plows in the correct place, lahotzi chayim la'olam, in order to bring life to the world. Because as a result of the plowing, you'll be able to have food that'll grow. Af divrei Torah, so too Torah, mechavnin es lomdehen, guides those who learn it, midarkei misa ledarkei chayim, from a way of death to a way of life. What we find often in life is that people are willing to pour in enormous efforts to a cause. What Torah does is guides the person to make sure that they're pouring their energy into a good cause. Illustrations abound, but a person pouring his energy, we've seen it on an international level, the classic example is communism, pouring energy into a cause. Today, people are willing to die for different causes, but they're causes of death. They're not causes of life. The Torah says, great, lots of energy, let's harness it, let's guide it, and make sure that you're plowing in a place that's going to produce food. Just as if the animal would deviate, he would be putting in lots of effort, but it wouldn't help us in our furrow. So too, the Torah guides the person, l'darkei chayim, to the way of life. But that analogy to the goad, to the guide, is limited. It doesn't say the whole story. And therefore, the pasuk continued and compared it to masmeros, nails, netuim, that are planted. The Gemara says, imadarvon ze metaltel, you would think that just like this guide is somewhat temporary, after v'rei Torah metaltelin, things change, the thing eventually breaks, it's not so good anymore. So you'll discard Torah, Talmud Lomar Masmeros, it's like a nail, it's the thing that holds it all together. Nevertheless, that analogy is still limited. Ima masmer ze choser velo yeser. When a nail impacts something, it makes it less, it pushes everything to the side to make room for itself. And it does not increase, it doesn't produce anything fertile, it just holds everything in place. Aftivrei Torah chaserin velo yeserin. One would think that if Torah was compared to a nail, steadfast forever, so then it's going to hold everything static, and it's going to become a law book that's boring. Talmud Lomar Netuim, it's planted. Certainly, the fundamentals are kemasmer, like a nail, but it's a nail that's planted. It's going to produce a lot of creativity, blossoming forth. Manetia zupara v'rava, aftivrei Torah parin v'ravin. Just like something that's planted blossoms and grows, so too Torah blossoms and grows. And with that, we reach the concluding words of the pasuk that we're analyzing, Ba'ale Asupos, the masters of gathering. Eilu Tamidei Chachamim, this refers to Torah scholars, Sheyoshvim Asufos Asufos, they gather, Ve'oskim Ba'Torah, and they toil in Torah, and they debate. And this is the expression, Talmudic debate. Halalu mitamim v'halalu mitaharim. Some people issue a ruling that makes it impure. Some people issue a ruling that it's pure. A massive debate. Halalu osrim v'halalu matirim. Some people say it's forbidden. Some say it's permitted. Halalu poslim v'halalu machshirim. Some say it's possible, it's invalid. Some say it's valid. Shema yomar. So here comes the point for our generation, I believe. Maybe a person will say, Heyech ani lomei Torah me'ata? How can I possibly study Torah? Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk comes to tell us, Kulam nitnu me'roe echod. This is all from one shepherd. Kel echod nasnon. One God gave all this. Everything that's being produced here was indeed from Hashem. In other words, sometimes we look at religion and we take a look at Judaism and say, if there are two opinions, then it can't be the word of God. And on the contrary, it is the word of Hashem, and it was done, masmerim netuim, steadfast pegs, but pegs that blossom, that have a lot of creativity, and people will look at the same problem in different ways. Dichsiv, that's the pasuk, vayidabra lokim es kol ha'devarim ho'eleh, Hashem spoke all of these words. Afato asei oznecha ke'afrach says, you should also make yourself like a funnel. And try to absorb, like a funnel, all the different dimensions. Certainly, only one kernel can go through at a time, through the actual funnel, but the top of the funnel is able to absorb everything, to accept everything. So certainly we're going to paskin in a certain way. We're going to issue a final ruling, but that doesn't mean that all the contributions weren't valid. I'll give a little mashal because this is a tough point for our generation to appreciate, and it's really very simple. If you have a patient and it's confusing what to do with the patient, some people say hospitalize, some people say don't hospitalize. So the student in the nimshal of our Gemara is being instructed to absorb all factors that are being taken into consideration. Some doctors are emphasizing the patient's past history. Some are emphasizing his heart condition. Some people are emphasizing the fact that the elderly grandmother living with them would go into trauma if the person is hospitalized. They're taking all these things into account, and they're all valid. They're all legitimate concerns. And when it's all done, one expert might say yes, one expert might say no. Listen to their reasoning. Certainly, we're going to only do one thing, whichever thing we decide to paskin. But if factors change, we're going to adjust the ruling because things are different now. But essentially, to be aware of Ba'alei Asupos, that the full picture is what we're told to try to absorb like a funnel, because Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, because the insights of both legitimate perspectives are indeed the words of the living God. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.